This is St. Louis Public Radio. The St. Louis region and the rest of the nation will mark Veterans Day on Sunday. St. Louis Public Radio's Wayne Pratt spent some time recently with a World War II bombardier who considers himself one of the lucky ones.
Ralph Goldsticker celebrated his 97th birthday a couple of weeks ago. Upon meeting him, you'd be hard-pressed to believe he's almost at the century mark. Goldsticker appears to be in good shape, plays regular card games with some buddies, and is an easygoing guy who was good to talk to. And when we visited him at his Creve Coeur apartment last month, he was ready to talk about the war and some of the honors he received.
That's a Distinguished Flying Cross. This is the Air Medal I got five times.
Five times?
Yeah, this is the Legion of Honor from the French government. That's from the Russian government.
Goldsticker was part of a 10-member B-17 bomber crew over Europe. He was the bombardier, the guy who sat in that plexiglass bubble at the very front to get the best possible view of any target.
Just did my job. We all did our job. That's it. I mean, people thank me for our service, which I accept and say thank you. But not a hero, no.
His experience sure sounds like the stuff heroes are made of. Goldsticker was flying bombing missions in Europe as a 22-year-old. After one run over Germany, he and his crew were on the ground at an airbase deep in the Ukraine when the enemy took out nearly all their planes.
The Germans came over that night and destroyed 47 out of 48 B-17s on the ground, so we're stuck in Russia.
Goldsticker says it took more than a week for the military to send in transport planes to take the crew to safety back in England after their B-17 was destroyed. They ended up flying 35 missions between late May and early October in 1944, including two during the D-Day invasion on June 6th of that year.
Took off at 2 in the morning, and there's so many planes in the sky, we didn't drop our bombs until right before 7 o'clock on Sword Beach, and we got back about 9:30. And then they reloaded the planes, and we got fed, and then we took off again.
His crew spent 14 and a half hours in the air during the invasion. Despite all that, Goldsticker says the most intense mission was a flight over Germany.
Our co-pilot was injured. We had over 70 holes in the plane and lost two engines over Munich. We're at 27,000 feet that day.
He says the co-pilot had a hole in his upper thigh about the size of a softball.
At 27,000 feet and 40 degrees below zero, the blood froze, so it saved him. I held my hand on his thigh the last 3.5 hours to keep the bleeding, because as we lowered the altitude with two engines, the temperature got warmer, started bleeding again.
He says the co-pilot survived after 4 years in the hospital and 22 operations. The military broke up the crew after that mission over Munich. Goldsticker eventually found his way to an instructor school in Texas, and that's where he was when World War II ended.
And that night, the whole town got drunk. People walking down the street, someone with a bottle of rye, another scotch, another bourbon. We take a sip out of everyone's bottle. We were drunk. The whole town was. We were happy. And then no one couldn't get shot at anymore.
Once he left the service, Goldsticker returned to the St. Louis area, started a family, and worked in the clothing industry for years. Today, he speaks at area schools, but is not convinced his story resonates anymore with students.
Whether it's worthwhile, I don't know. I was in grade school 75 years after the Civil War. It was ancient history to me then. I'm sure these kids today, I go to Lindbergh High School or Marquette, they have World War II Day, maybe 20 veterans. They were talking to the kids for 15 minutes, five at a time. And I don't know.
The National World War II Museum says there were more than 400,000 U.S. military casualties in the fighting. Goldsticker considers himself fortunate to be one of the troops who made it home. For St. Louis Public Radio, I'm Wayne Pratt.